I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Thursday, April 7th. The Roche Brothers supermarket in Quincy is now permanently closed. The store on Falls Boulevard closed earlier than expected. Initially, Roche Brothers said they would close the market on April 11th. However, the store shut down the last week in March. The Quincy Roche Brothers had been in business for 26 years. The Mansfield-based company says the 164 workers at the Quincy store were offered positions at the 16 other Roche Brothers locations and four Brothers Marketplace locations. An official said the closing was necessary to retain the financial well-being of the company. An H Mart Korean grocery store is expected to open at the Roche Brothers location. National Wine and Liquors and a dentist's office are also located in that shopping plaza. Quincy Mayor Thomas Koch says he's hoping to have a conversation soon with Boston Mayor Michelle Wu about access to the Long Island Treatment Center that was closed when the bridge to the facility had to be destroyed due to its deteriorating condition. Koch says he remains opposed to the bridge because of its access through North Quincy and Squantum. He believes it would bring too much traffic and inconvenience. Wu says the city of Boston needs the space and programs to help meet the need. The closing of Long Island sent its residents to encampments in an area known as Massing Cass that Wu has been trying to dismantle and move those with substance abuse or mental health issues to temporary or permanent housing. Boston and Quincy have been in a legal battle over rebuilding the bridge that was closed in 2014 and torn down in 2015. The only access now is by ferry, and Quincy wants to keep it that way. Back in January, Mayor Wu took a ferry to the island to check out the condition of the buildings and says a plan for how to use them again is a necessary step, even before transportation. Koch hopes to meet with Wu sometime this spring. Quincy Mayor Thomas Koch says he is asking his department heads to hold the line on spending for next year's budget. Koch says he wants departments to maintain level funding for the fiscal year that begins in July. Mayor said he expects increases in fuel costs and also notes that all city contracts are due to expire this year, which will mean pay raises. Koch hopes to present his budget proposal to the city council on May 2nd. It is unclear if the Marina Bay Ferry will be operating this season. Mayor Thomas Koch says the town of Winthrop, which runs the ferry, is facing some financial difficulties and has not yet decided if it will launch the ferry this year. Since 2016, Quincy has teamed up with Winthrop to help fund the ferry service that runs from Squantum Point Park to Winthrop and Boston during the spring, summer, and fall. The 73-passenger Valkyrie, owned by Winthrop, has been used for that service, but Koch says Winthrop officials have not decided if they'll run the ferry this year. Koch also says he hasn't given up on asking the MBTA to launch a full-time, year-round ferry service from Squantum Point Park to Boston, but says the T is focused on repairing and maintaining its current systems right now and that the ferry service is not a priority. State Representative Bruce Ayers of Quincy was able to secure $400,000 to make improvements to the pier at Squantum Point Park. The MBTA has resolved a disability discrimination case that was brought against it over its ride program. The U.S. Attorney's Office said the T resolved allegations that it violated the Americans with Disabilities Act by providing a subsidy for users of the ride paratransit service to supplement their paratransit rides with rideshare companies such as Uber and Lyft, even though those companies did not have the capacity to provide service to passengers who use wheelchairs. Years ago, the T teamed up with rideshare companies to help handle the ride, the transit agency's door-to-door service for people with disabilities. Some riders said over the past few years, the supply of wheelchair-accessible vehicles available via rideshare couldn't keep up with demand, resulting in extremely long wait times. The U.S. attorney said during its investigation it found that wheelchair users who ended up with rideshare vehicles could not benefit from the ride in the same way as others who used the T program because of the lack of wheelchair-accessible vehicles and wait times. federal authorities said that in resolving the investigation, the T has implemented a policy that incentivizes rideshare companies to increase the number of wheelchair-accessible vehicles available for hire, which has resulted in more wheelchair-accessible vehicles in service and available both for the ride and the public at large. T has also agreed to monitor wait times for riders needing wheelchair-accessible vehicles and to report that data to the U.S. Attorney's Office for a period of 18 months. Transit agency must also notify the Attorney's Office of any change to its policy. Well, athletes from Russia and Belarus previously accepted to compete in this year's Boston Marathon who are currently residing in either country will no longer be allowed to participate. The exclusion from the world's oldest annual marathon also extends to athletes previously accepted into the BAA's 5K event. However, it does not affect Russian or Belarusian athletes registered for the events who are not residents of those countries. They will be allowed to compete but not be able to run under the country's flag. BAA said it won't recognize the country affiliation or flags of Russia and Belarus until further notice. This year's marathon, 5K, and invitational mile do not include any professional or invited athletes from those countries. Organizers say they will make reasonable attempts to refund entry fees to athletes no longer able to participate. BAA will also provide all Ukrainians who are registered in the marathon or 5K and are unable to compete with a refund or option to defer to a future year. A check of business news this morning, and stocks are down. The Dow lost 144, the NASDAQ dropped 315, the S&P fell 43. Stocks in Asia also retreated. The dollar fell, the euro rose, oil at $98 a barrel. Sports, the Celtics beat the Bulls, 117-94. They're in Milwaukee at 7:30 tonight. The Red Sox regular season opener was postponed because of rain. It's now scheduled for tomorrow afternoon at 1:05 in the Bronx against the Yankees. And the Bruins are in Tampa Bay tomorrow night at 7. The National Weather Service forecast today, maybe a shower and a high 54. Heavy rain late tonight, low 40. Tomorrow morning we'll start out with showers, maybe some clearing later, high 67. And more showers expected Saturday and Sunday, with daytime highs in the upper 50s to near 60. For the boater, waves a couple of feet, east wind increasing to 20 knots, high tide just before 5 p.m. Sunrise 6:16, set 7:16. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Thursday, April 7th.